The ocean tides off the northwestern coast of France are especially high this spring, and that's left the famous island of Mont Saint-Michel stranded. The rocky island and the Benedictine Abbey perched atop it are usually accessible via a causeway, but right now the high tides have totally cut them off from the mainland, and local guide Amélie St. James told me it's going to stay that way for a while longer.
The biggest tide depend on the moon and the sun attraction of us, the waters of the sea. And the biggest tides are about to arrive in 2 weeks. It's rather exceptional. That's why they call it a tide of the century. The tide also depends on the winds that can blow very strong in the region of Mont Saint-Michel.
I mean, there was a causeway. You can't even see the causeway now. At least part of it, it's underwater.
So the story of the causeway is quite interesting. Before, in the past, there was absolutely no causeway, and pilgrims in the Middle Ages had to walk their way towards Mont Saint-Michel. And it was considered as very dangerous. Pilgrims were often said that if they ever went or planned to go to Mont Saint-Michel, it was better to make a will first, because it was not so sure they would come back from it.
Right.
So that's the thing. And in 19th century, they decided to build the causeway. And that was just a dike, actually, on which cars could actually ride. But 2 years ago, they started destroying this old causeway to build a new access, very similar to the old one, actually, made out of big rocks and sand. Then there is a second part of it, which is a bridge. And the last portion is what matters most for the Mont Saint-Michel as a postcard. It's sort of a platform that can be submerged by seawater in case of an exceptional tide. So that is what totally cuts Mont Saint-Michel from the mainland right now when we have a big tide.
Have you ever walked across the bay at low tide? I mean, I hear it's kind of risky because high tide can come in really rapidly and there are pockets of quicksand.
Yes, I did it many times, and it's true that it's kind of dangerous, risky, but it's something that really gives also meaning to the place. I mean, for the pilgrims in the past, there was something very important when they risked their lives to reach the Archangel's sanctuary. Right now, of course, we do it for touristic reasons, but it's a very nice feeling to put your feet into the prints that left the pilgrims during centuries.
And the quicksand, that's not a risk?
The quicksands are a risk. Many people got killed in the past going to Mont Saint-Michel, and there would be people killed now as well if there were not very good helicopters rescuing people now and then.
Wow, how often does that happen?
I've seen it, I witnessed it already a few times. People just forget to get any kind of information. And since it's impossible to control everybody that comes to Mont Saint-Michel, there is always a few people who think it's safe to go on their own. So they just go out, and then, of course, they get surrounded by water when the tides come back, and then helicopters have to go on rescue.
So there's this crazy English word that's spelled S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y, syzygy, and that is what describes the lining up of the heavenly bodies that causes these high tides. What's the word for syzygy in French?
Syzygy.
Ah, perfect. CZG. And is it masculine or feminine?
I wouldn't know. I think it's a feminine.
Is that your kid in the background?
Yes.
Have you taken your child yet to Mont Saint-Michel?
Yeah, actually, I lived on Mont Saint-Michel on the island during 4 years. So my two first boys were born there. And, well, we moved out from it, so my girl was not born there. She was born in Avranches.
So when you're out there on the island at Mont Saint-Michel and it is completely surrounded by water, what's that like?
It's like being in a castle from which you cannot go out. But it can be a little bit, not scary, but, I mean, you are really locked inside now. You have to wait until the elements let you go. So you feel also quite weak in front of nature when you are there. And I like it very much. There is a small chapel there that is called St. Aubert's Chapel. It's very peaceful. And there is a nice view of the bay when you are there.
Amélie St. James is at Mont Saint-Michel, where the tides are higher this month than they've been in a long, long time. Amélie, thanks for telling us all about this.
You're welcome.
We have a pretty incredible time-lapse video of the tides coming in and surrounding Mont Saint-Michel. You can see that, you should, at PRI.org.